Debate continues throughout the Arab world about the consequences of war in Iraq. Several political analysts in the region say U.S. and British officials need to do a better job of answering what they call the critical questions about the impact and the aftermath of a potential war. Many political analysts in the Arab world say there is little disagreement that the Iraqi people are suffering under Saddam Hussein's dictatorship, but they express concern about whether they would be better off if there is a regime change in Iraq as the result of a war. As the United States builds up massive firepower in the Gulf region, there is rising worry about potential civilian casualties. Mohammed Qadri Saeed is a former general in the Egyptian army who now heads the military unit of the Al-Haram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. He quotes widespread news reports that say the opening salvo in a war would include thousands of bombs and missiles. He says there would surely be a heavy civilian toll because it is believed Saddam Hussein would place his troops near civilian populations.
I think it will be very large-scale civilian casualties because now the Iraqi tactics is to put the sensitive elements of his forces near to the civilian areas. So the concept of using 3,000 missiles in a very short time, this is in a situation like no one will care about civilians. This is should be clear for everyone. This is something that happened before in Berlin or in London in the Second World War.
United States military commanders have emphasized that one of their key goals in a fight with Iraq would be to minimize civilian casualties. While they say it is impossible to keep civilians from getting hurt, they note the United States now has an arsenal of precision-guided weapons that it did not have 12 years ago during the war to push Iraq out of Kuwait. They are hopeful that will help protect civilians if Saddam Hussein tries to hide his military assets among them. Waleed Kazeha, a political science professor at American University in Cairo, says heavy civilian casualties would play into the hands of extremist groups. He says resentment is already running high in the region toward the United States, and war against Iraq would push extremist groups over the edge.
I have no doubt about one thing, and that is in the long run, this will feed into the process of recruitment and mobilization towards the Islamic groups. They would be having a field day in the long run, and that could materialize in increasing terrorist acts in the region.
Mr. Kazeha says another concern is that moderate Arab leaders would face intense internal public resentment and possible acts of terrorism if the presence of U.S. and British forces in Iraq became prolonged. While U.S. officials have said they would expect war against Iraq to last only a short period of time, none has ever publicly said how long the United States would maintain its presence in Iraq. The head of the Political Science Department at Lebanese American University in Beirut, Sami Baruti, says a lengthy U.S. stay in Iraq might be required. He worries that otherwise, a change of government in Baghdad could trigger widespread battles for control of Iraq, possibly involving a wide array of ethnic groups, including Kurds, Syrians, Iranians, Turks, Iraqis living in exile, as well as various tribes and clans throughout Iraq. Mr. Baruti says ousting Saddam Hussein could result in armed skirmishes throughout the country.
There's always this fear in my mind, and I think in the mind of lots of countries that are opposing the war, is that, you know, a dictator who can keep things under control is perhaps better than 20 dictators fighting among each other. The fear is that, you know, if that dictator disappears, you will have 15, 20 dictators each calling a fiefdom, you know, for himself in Iraq, and then they end up settling things among each other by violence.
Mr. Baruti says it is common knowledge that most Arab and world leaders agree that Saddam Hussein should go. But, he says, U.S. and British officials need to fully explain, before any possible war, what plans they have for a post-Saddam Iraq and how they intend to realistically implement them in what he says would likely be an extremely anti-U.S. environment. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.